Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 12th of October. A Messenger Sent Before Christ's Face. Because of the fall of man, Jesus Christ sends messengers before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah. This is a ministry of restoration before his own face to prepare the hearts of those to whom he comes. He does this so that they are ready to receive him and his message when he personally makes himself known to them. Importantly, unless a hearer receives those whom Christ sends to them, they will be unable to receive Christ. John the Baptist exemplified this messenger ministry of whom Jesus said, "And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Of course, John the Baptist was not literally Elijah, nor was he a reincarnation of the prophet. John ministered in the spirit and power of Elijah. By hearing John's message, the hearts of fathers could be turned to their children, and the disobedient could be turned to the wisdom of the just. This was a restorative ministry of repentance so that the hearts of those with an ear to hear would be prepared to receive Christ, the messenger. Through his message, they would receive the adoption and be born again as sons of God. The messengers, who are sent before the face of Christ, function by the spirit of grace and supplication. This is, in fact, the capacity of the spirit and power of Elijah. Grace gives to people the capacity to supplicate, that is, to pray, and to find repentance and recovery to God's covenant purpose. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 10 verse 1, Malachi chapter 3 verse 1, Isaiah chapter 40 verses 3 to 5, Luke chapter 16 verse 31, Matthew chapter 11 verses 14 to 15, Luke chapter 1 verse 17, Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 to 2, Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, and Acts chapter 19 verse 4. For further study, Matthew chapter 3.